Yesterday, Republican Governor Phil Scott vetoed legislation that would have made Vermont the 9th state in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. And although the majority of Vermonters support legalization, according to a VPR poll, some groups remain concerned about the health and safety implications of legalizing the drug. Stephanie Winters is the executive director of the American Academy of Pediatrics Vermont chapter, and she joins us on the line. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
So in his press conference on Wednesday, Governor Scott made it quite clear that he'd reconsider a legalization bill if lawmakers make specific changes, including raising penalties for selling marijuana to minors and for smoking marijuana in a car with a child present. Would those changes be enough for you to support legalization?
We first and foremost want to applaud the governor in his decision to veto the bill in front of him. It still lacks some major funding for substance abuse prevention and education of youth. The current bill would legalize possession of an ounce and growing of two plants. That is still a lot of marijuana to be had in the home and accessible to children.
Well, Scott also said yesterday that he thinks it's inevitable that Vermont will legalize marijuana at some point. Do you agree with that statement?
Many states are going in that direction. I think we need to learn from other states, and if we do go down the road of legalization, put safeguards into place so we don't make the same mistakes that other states in the country have made.
Well, the regional dynamics around legalization are changing really quickly. Both Massachusetts and Maine are expected to have retail sales of the drug starting next year, and it's already legal to use the drug in both those states. Canada, meanwhile, is considering legalization. So given all that, shouldn't Vermont develop its own approach right now to allowing some legal use of the drug?
We always like to see what happens in New England and really compare it, because we're so different than, you know, say Colorado or Washington. We need to look at what Massachusetts and Maine are doing. We need to look at what happens there and learn from that. And if we are going to legalize, make our own bill that's good for Vermonters.
So essentially, are you saying that Vermont should wait a few years until legalization has been around for a while in states like Massachusetts and Maine?
There's no rush in doing this, and we want to make sure that we are protecting our children, protecting our families. And so I think that if we start to look at it now and really take a few years, learn from all states, but especially our New England states, I think it would be best to do that.
Well, your organization said in a statement that you hope Governor Scott does not sign any legalization bill in the veto session next month. And since the governor seems very open to new legislation, how do you plan to sway him on this issue?
I think that we will just keep, talking to him about the fact that we already don't have enough substance abuse prevention services in the state. And so we really need to have that in place. I think there needs to be more education. I hope that he has already taken these points into consideration, and so I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have a meaningful discussion with him and have some sway in making his decision.
Okay, we've been speaking with Stephanie Winters, the executive director of the American Academy of Pediatrics Vermont chapter. Stephanie, thanks so much.